Om Shanti. Good morning. Does it feel like the day after? Yesterday, house full and excitement and everybody involved and engaged and doing so much. And today, a little bit quiet and half the class. But it's good. Those who are regular students are almost all here. The others will be making their way, I'm sure. Today in Baba's Murali, two sentences caught my eye. One, where Baba's saying, never have the thought that I've given anything to Baba. And secondly, how much has Baba given to each one? And I started thinking about when I'd first heard about karma, because in Lokic life you hear the word karma but you don't think about it. And then when I understood that the difference between sinful karma and charitable karma, and we use the word charitable karma for punya karma, which is correct. But the word punya also implies impurity. And pap, of course, negativity, sin, that's pretty clear. So sinful action and then charitable, pure action. So if I add the word purity to the word charity, then it gives a clearer picture of what that is. But when I understood that the way to decide what I need to do is very, very simple, I need to just ask myself the question, am I soul conscious or am I body conscious? And in soul consciousness, definitely, I'm going to have thoughts and words and actions that are going to be pure actions. And in body consciousness, what's going to be the quality of what I do? It's definitely going to be tainted, if not with one of the five big vices, but definitely with maybe one of the smaller other vices. And in fact, the smaller other vices can be as dangerous as the ones we describe as big ones, but we don't always acknowledge them. So, for example, laziness and carelessness. And Baba's taken up the aspect of laziness quite a bit today also. So definitely that's the sinful karma. But soul consciousness and body consciousness, just apply that criteria and very quickly you can see which direction I'm going in. And hopefully then with Baba's love and power, the intellect is strong enough to decide which direction to go in and take that route. But today I was also thinking about how it's not just the words or the actions or even the thoughts. It's actually something behind all of that that determines the quality of good or bad. And that is intention, motivation. What is my motive in doing something? What is my intention in doing something? And if I'm very clear about motive and intention, then I'll very quickly know whether I'm on track or I'm off track. And so just thinking about this thing about giving to Baba. Now, what is the intention with which I decide to do something for Baba? Is it because I know it's the way to create fortune for myself? Or do I think that by giving to Baba, there's going to be some immediate benefit in it for me? And so you can see that the quality of my thinking is connected very much with that. And so if I think that this is going to win me the love of an individual or the love of many individuals in the family, all the lights have gone out of the back. They're back on. So what exactly is my intention? So often we talk about buying love. And it's not so much the question of, in the Lokic world, there it's very definitely a subject of buying love. You buy things, whether it's flowers or chocolates or gifts or big gifts, little gifts, and you're wanting to win somebody's favor. And in Gyan also, am I doing things to win somebody's or many people's love and affection? Am I doing it to receive praise? Am I doing it to receive anything else here and now that's going to bring me benefit? So you can see how the whole subject of intention is something that I have to explore within myself, because what's visible is just the action. And on one level it seems to be good action, it's pure karma. But in fact, when I really examine myself, when Baba talks about honesty, then Baba sometimes says that the first honesty is with myself. And so can I be very honest with myself and say, if I'm going to do this and this and this, why am I doing it? And it's an interesting question to ask oneself, especially after a very busy time in service. I know when it was Diwali, by the end of Diwali, many, many people were exhausted. I was sitting far away, but I was getting all the news and people writing. And so many said that they were exhausted, which I can understand totally. But it goes back to intention. Or yesterday, again, I didn't see and I haven't heard people say they were exhausted, but it was hard work. A lot was going on and a lot of people put energy into it. It was very good. But what was the motive behind which I did something? And really, if it's out of love for Baba, and then yes, what Baba wants for me is benefit for me. I think it was in yesterday's Murli that Baba said that when Baba gives you a direction, it is for your benefit. And so sometimes we begin to have doubts, well, it didn't work out the way I wanted. And Baba was saying it was for my benefit. And yes, it was. I've forgotten whether it's in the Avyak signal today or whether it's in the slogan and blessing today, but it's in today's Murli somewhere. And Baba saying that if something turns out to be less successful than you had imagined, then the question to ask is not what did I do wrong or I'm having the thought that I'm worthless. No, it taught me something. I remember the first couple of years back in London, coming back June 69, and only September 70. So about a year and a half had passed, and every door I was knocking on was shut. Literally, there were yoga organizations by then, but they'd have a few words of conversation with me. And I had to talk about connecting with God and things like this. And they'd very quickly understand that I didn't believe in omnipresence. And they'd shut the door. Literally, it happened with a few people who were running yoga institutes here in London at that time. But I look back and I think it was so good. It gave me the space, the time, the understanding that I need to develop my yoga, I need to fill myself, I need to prepare myself. And then, once the door of service opened, it hasn't stopped. And it keeps continuing, which is wonderful. But my point is that when there's lack of success, if I take it as an opportunity to really see what's going on, then it's going to be highly beneficial. And I hadn't come to London because I wanted to come back. In fact, I didn't want to come back, but Baba sent me. So that thought kept me going also. But my point that if I can understand that Baba is benevolent, and when Baba's telling me, do X, Y, Z, whatever it may be, it's for my benefit. It's nothing that Baba wants from me. And so if Baba's saying, ensure yourselves for the future, that's exactly what it is. I give a penny to Baba. And one of the Madhuban brothers yesterday was reminding me of a story that Daddy used to tell us about. And that was this very simple woman who had just a tiny, tiny little bit of gold. And, you know, I've forgotten whether it's the left side or the right side. People wear, women wear things in their noses. It's come back into fashion now. Left side. So she had just this, you know, you have a little bit of gold here. How much is it? It's literally a tiny, tiny bit. But that's all she had. And she asked Daddy to take it to Madhuban, to give it to Sakar Baba, which Daddy did. And Baba gave us so much love and blessings for that. And said that, you hear it in the Muralis, if somebody gives everything they have, even if it's this much, how much does Baba give them in return? Multiply, multiply, multiply. And the others, yes, I give 10%, that's good. But I'm giving not what I want to give, I'm giving what is the need. Very different. Here there's a need, and I'm giving in response to the need. And then Baba's seeing again the intention, the motivation. So really, whether it's physical karma that I do, I'm standing on my feet for 9 hours, and there is somebody, they hadn't counted the hours, but when I counted it for them, they'd been standing on their feet literally for 9 hours yesterday. And they were doing it with love, with joy. It was for Baba. And we say for Baba, and Baba's saying, well, actually, you were doing it for yourself. And they understand that also. And they also see that, yes, love for Baba means love for the yagya, love for the family. So all of this. But if I'm doing it because I want the love of the family, then somewhere I'm going to get tested. Because someone in the family is going to make a comment and say, but why, you shouldn't have done it like this. You'd have you know what happens. So if I'm going to do it for human approval, I'm going to get deflated very quickly. I'm going to get upset and I'm going to have tears. Maybe not physical tears, but definitely inside the soul's going to feel, but I did so much, how come it's not appreciated? Well, did I do it to be appreciated? How often do you hear this? I did so much and nobody appreciates it. Now, why did I do it? I did it for my own fortune. My thoughts, my time, my energy was being used for Baba. In Baba's service, in whatever way, little way, big way. And of course, even little ways are actually big ways, because without that little thing happening, then things are going to go wrong. So intention is one part of Bhavasmurali today? Why am I doing something? And then I'll never use the expression, I gave it to Baba or I gave it to the Yajna. It was insurance for me. You know, when you put something into a bank, then it makes you feel very comfortable. I've got X amount in the bank and it's there. I know that I'm going to be safe. I know I'm going to be protected. It'll always be there for whenever I need it. And yet, in fact, the bank is actually using your money. And that's how they're getting all their big buildings and smart things and giving big bonuses. And Baba doesn't have a bank except that of good karma. And so Baba doesn't have a bank to keep your money. But yes, it's accumulating. So can I understand that it's accumulating and it's there for me for the whole cycle? Not even just for half the cycle. It's there for the whole cycle. Baba's given me the guarantee for 21 births, but also I know that it's an eternal connection with Baba. So that's one part of what I think I need to look at very, very honestly. And the second aspect, how much have I received from Baba already? Never mind what's going to come to me in the future. But if I take into consideration the love, the care, the wisdom that Baba's given me, and the family also, but I'm just looking at what Baba's given me. Baba's given me such insight, such realization about who he is. Now just imagine, here's a person who's seeking truth and they spend their whole life studying this, studying that, doing this, doing that, just searching for truth. And here we are sitting very comfortably and Baba's pouring out the truth for us. Every single murli contains truth and I have it ready made. God has explained to me exactly what he does and also what he doesn't do. And so no false expectations. If I've got a big exam and I say, well, I'm going to class every day for a week before my exam, so I'm going to pass my exam. Well, are you doing bhakti or are you in gyan? I know children do that in bhakti, which is good because at least they're remembering God in some form at some time. But for us, we don't come to class with that expectation. I'm going to pass my driving test or I'm going to pass this exam or that exam. No, Baba will say that your study is for the future, which I understand totally. But I'm just seeing the incredible benefit of the study and the truth that Baba's giving me today and how the soul really feels so refreshed by being in the presence of the one who is the truth and one who is totally motivated by benefit for me. When you have a conversation with a human being, does it sometimes enter your mind that what they're saying is actually only for my ears and the benefit of my ears? You know, they're praising you a lot, they're saying good things, and definitely it crosses your mind. Now, why are they doing so much? And I must say that usually it turns out to be a true feeling, that it wasn't really sincere. When there's sincerity, you don't need to say so much. One word of appreciation is enough. You don't even need that. You can feel it in the vibration. And so, in the presence of the truth, and here's Baba telling me beautiful things about me and about him. And so, just that awareness of what is it that I've received from Baba. So Christmas, a day of giving gifts, and after the giving and receiving, then appreciation of what it is that Baba has actually given me. Santa Claus gave me a new life, gave me a new vision, One of the things they talk about today is why is it that young people are not really motivated and you don't see them getting engaged. Yes, they're very concerned about the environment, but generally speaking, it's as if they have no purpose. I remember one young person, and maybe it was even Greta who said it, but it stayed in my mind. Why am I going to study if there's going to be just craziness in the world in a few years' time? And you know, what scientists thought were going to happen in 50 years' time is happening today. And so everything's speeded up immensely. And so, purpose. Why am I doing something? But also, the understanding that what Baba is giving me is for now. If I develop tolerance power, well, the deity doesn't need tolerance power. Everything is perfect. Nature is perfect. The sun will come at the right time. The rain will come only at night when I don't need to go out, for the plants need to get their refreshment. Everything's happening perfectly in perfect rhythm. Every human being is a divine being. And so they won't be critical, they won't be nasty, they won't be judgmental. And so when do I need the power of tolerance? Do I need it in Satyug? I need it today. And so each one of the powers that Baba speaks about, to be able to withdraw. Something's going crazy out there. Can I just go back into my awareness of the world within rather than stay out there with my head poking out of my shell and then looking around, what's going on, what's going on? The image of the tortoise is a very good one. And when the tortoise is out, you can see that the tortoise isn't stable. It's looking here and there and everywhere. But to go inside, to be introverted, to go inside that cave. So I need all the powers that Baba's giving me today, and that's Baba's gift. Not just the knowledge, I love the knowledge, but the powers and the virtues, all of these are for now. So when we start counting how much Baba has given, then we see that really huge, huge appreciation. And then in comparison to that, what is it that I've given to Baba? I haven't. I've done it for myself. But also, even in terms of practical things, I gave 1 hour of my time for Baba's service. How much was the joy it brought me and the feeling that my time was used in a worthwhile way? It was part of my purpose of moving towards my karmatit stage. If at the end of the day I don't become karmatit, Baba will be totally detached and say, drama. Baba won't even say, I told you so. Do you think Baba's going to say, I told you so? I remember there was one particular situation in which Daddy said, you've explained something to somebody and they haven't done it. And then, of course, the results are what you had anticipated and you had told them about it. And then, are you going to say to them, I told you so? No, that's not divine manners. And so definitely God isn't going to say at that time, I told you so. But Baba will just say, drama. Because drama is fixed, drama is perfect. And what can you do at that moment? Baba's talked about that today also. So I know what it is I'm receiving. And so let me just simply use that in my life. Baba's not even saying, you know, appreciate me by giving me a gift or a card or anything, but just simply the appreciation and through that, a deeper and deeper connection with God. And the whole purpose of my thoughts, my words, my actions for God, we use that term because it's bringing me closer to God. It's not that God needs anything from me at all. Baba uses this expression, I want you to be my helper. But you think God's going to wait for me? Drama's moving on very quickly, and drama will come to its conclusion, whether I'm ready or I'm not ready. I think drama's waiting for the 108 to be ready. The 8 are ready already, and they become angels. But maybe drama's waiting for the 108 to claim their place in the rosary. And this is why Baba says, can you not hear the cry of the bhagats? It's not even just the cry of the bhagats now. It's the cry of people in huge distress. You just have to read the news or look at the news, and it's cries of huge distress. More than ever, ever, ever at any other time in history. And so, if I'm doing things for a human, how does that bring me closer to God? Human appreciation, human love. And if I know that it's Baba working through a human being, whether they see themselves as an instrument or not, I have to see them as an instrument. Whatever their consciousness was is their responsibility. But if I've experienced benefit from someone, then surely my awareness that it's actually come from God is going to bring me closer to God. And of course, the one who's the instrument to give, if they remember that, benefit for them too, fortune for them. But I must never get trapped in the thought that because of this one, this has happened, or because of that one, this has happened. Either negative or positive, if somebody presses my buttons and my reactivity comes out, whether it's my bossiness, my anger in some form or another, Baba spoke about it in detail the other day. But if I blame that on a human being, am I being honest with myself? It's me and my sanskars, and I'm here to become karmatit, which means all karmic accounts settled, which means all sanskars clean. Karmatit means all sanskars have been cleansed, and only the sattu pradhan sanskars remain. Other sanskars, Baba spoke about it clearly, merge so deeply that they don't emerge for 2,500 years. How deep do I bury those sanskars by not using them? So, Sakar Murli today, but as always a very interesting Murli. But again, where I see that one takes benefit from the Murli, is not just by hearing the Murli or reading the Murli once, but reflecting on the Murli, then every day there's benefit, definitely. I'm not sure exactly what's happening today, but I know there's Toli. Any other announcements or anything? No? Oh, okay. It's movie night, but you'll hear more about that later on. But I'm just spotting two souls sitting in the gathering, and I haven't warned them, but I'd like them to come up and say hello. One is a golden oldie, Margaret. Please come and say hello. Some people know you, some people don't know you. Margaret was one of the original residents of Shakti Bhavan. So you can imagine how long ago that is. And we haven't seen her for some years now. But she's been continuing with her Brahmin life and service and is very much Baba's child. Tell us how long you've been with Baba.
Om Shanti. Good to see everyone. Yeah, how long have I been with Baba? I have forgotten, really. Many, many years. That's the way to put it, really. Yeah, when I booked the seat, I had no idea to come here. I had no idea what to expect, you know. Back in time, I used to go to Madhaban for Christmas and really loved that. And when I was coming here, I asked myself, you know, why do people travel thousands of miles every year just for one day, just to be with a family? And then I thought it was because we all want to feel we belong to a family. And for me, I feel that belonging means to belong to myself, to be in touch with my divine qualities. And then when I have that connection with myself and I'm using those qualities in my life, then it's easy to be with Baba and feel I belong to Baba. So, yeah, I mean, when I used to go to Madhaban for Christmas Day, it was one day of celebration and I was so happy with that. But here, it was way beyond my imagination. You know, how all the arts were expressed each day. We had such a variety, like song and dance and and of course games, yeah, and of course not forgetting the cooking and the beautiful meal we had yesterday and the hard-working mothers in the kitchen, always there, you know, present and being aware. Yeah, I mean, I picked up the same Marley Pint today that Janti talked about. You know, we're not doing it for Baba, we're actually doing it for ourselves, and then it takes on a different meaning, and then it's much lighter when we think like that. So much gratitude to everyone and for the warm welcome that I received when I came here, and all the love and kindness. And yeah, just wrap that up with a lovely bouquet of a big thank you from the heart to everyone. So Om Shanti.
Who knew Margaret when she was in London before? Good number. Okay, lovely to have you back.
Okay, thank you.
And we go to the other extreme, someone who's been with Baba just for a very short time. And I'm not sure whether it's a few weeks. It's a few weeks, is it? Come, say hello to everyone. Tell us your name, where you're from, and how long you've been with Baba.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Nagla. I'm from Cairo. And I've been here for 4 months. Yeah, but I'm really feel very happy because I'm here alone in London.
The microphone.
Yeah, I'm alone here in London, and now I have a very big family, and I can feel the love from heart, because when I came here, I met my husband, but now we are separated, so I'm really feel very comfortable now. Yeah. And before I was too sad, oh, I lost my husband, but now I feel Baba wants me to leave everything in life, basically, and attach with only heart, because I really, my main concept in Zaraf is love. I love everyone, whatever. But before I come here, I was only forgive. But I didn't forget. But when I came here, you teach me how to forget too. Yeah, so I'm very pleased. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Thank you. And today we have Toli. So we'll, Didi and I will be here and you can receive Toli and then you can go for your Murli. Om Shanti.